areas affected by tsunami was now set to contribute to U.S. Embassy advisory. Build Zambia 2064 says increased U.S. visa fees a wake-up call for Africa. And Ghana declares a 2-day period of national mourning following deadly crash. Good afternoon. With Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Government has assured the public that areas affected by the tsunami pollution incident on the Copper Belt and along the Kafue River are now safe and slowly returning to normalcy, contrary to a recent advisory issued by the United States Embassy in Zambia. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelia Smith says both land and water in the affected areas have shown significant improvement following extensive remediation efforts undertaken since the incident. Mr. Mwetwa explained that the acidity in the water has been neutralized using lime and that pH levels have recovered to a neutral 7 by early March within both local and international acceptable standards for water quality. Over 200 water samples have been collected and tested, and of these, 37 results have been released, showing that the water is safe for consumption, while 163 samples are still undergoing analysis, said Mr. Mwetwa. It has revealed that laboratory tests indicate a steady reduction in the levels of heavy metals such as copper, zinc, and lead in
have been recorded.
All serious implications on public health, water safety, agriculture, and the environment have been brought under control. There is, therefore, no cause for alarm. The nation may recall that this incident occurred in February this year. That is to say, more than 6 months ago. There is, therefore, absolutely no need to press the panic button today to alarm the nation and the international community as to the safety of our water bodies, as aforementioned, and the relevant catchment basins and environment.
Meanwhile, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovo has assured the public that the water currently being consumed on the Copper Belt province and surrounding areas of the Kafue River is safe. Mr. Nzovo stated that the latest tests confirmed a pH level of 7, an internationally accepted standard, refuting suggestions that the water is poisoned with heavy metals. He emphasized that government will continue its testing and oversight to ensure continued safety and transparency.
The water we started giving to our people was of the acceptable pH, free of heavy metals. What has happened since is that we've continuously made measurements or tests of this water. All the tests, all the results are within the World Health Organization standards, acceptable for the consumption of our citizens, all the points and all the times. Remember, Chief Government Spokesperson has clearly stated that over 200 samples have been collected and analyzed.
Build Zambia 2064 has described the newly introduced visa fee hike for Zambians traveling to the United States as a wake-up call for African nations to stop being puppets of the West. This follows an announcement by the U.S. government that citizens from Zambia and Malawi will now be required to pay a $15,000 bond when applying for tourist or business visas, a measure aimed at curbing
Chalika urged the Zambian government to reciprocate the move by imposing similar visa requirements on American nationals visiting Zambia. It is time for the Zambian government to also slap visa fees on Americans, saying that the two countries are equal partners in development, said Dr. Mushalika. He emphasized that Zambia is more than capable of engaging with other nations beyond the U.S., adding that the newly introduced visa policy
encouraged Zambians to instead channel such amounts, including the 15,000, into local Zambian-owned businesses to help grow the domestic economy.
You know, countries are sovereign. They decide what is in their best interest. You know, it is time also that we say, for any American to come to Zambia, he is a visa fee. And so that equalizes us, because we are all sovereign states. We are. I know that we have Zambians that go to America and have business connections with Americans, but truth.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has directed all shop owners within the Central Business District CBD and across the city to paint their shops to enhance the aesthetic appeal of the urban environment. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council also advises all shop owners and traders to uphold cleanliness around their premises to help prevent potential disease outbreaks. Ms. Mwamba says in accordance with the Public Health Act, CAP 295 of the laws of Zambia, business owners are legally required to maintain clean surroundings, as failure to do so may result in the revocation of business and health permits by the council, leading to the closure of non-compliant establishments. To ensure strict adherence to this directive, the local authority will intensify inspections countrywide, and the public is encouraged to report any shops that are unpainted or unsanitary to the council for prompt intervention, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today.
Business owners are legally required to maintain clean surroundings, as failure to do so may result in the revocation of business and health permits by the council, leading to the closure of non-compliant establishments. To ensure strict adherence to this directive, the local authority will intensify inspections citywide. The public is encouraged to report any shops that are unpainted or unsanitary to the council for prompt intervention.
In African news, Ghana has opened investigations into the crash of a military helicopter that killed all 8 people aboard, including the West African country's defense and environmental ministers and other top officials. The country has also declared 3 days of national mourning from Thursday, and all flags are to fly at half-mast during the period. Defense Minister Edward Omane Boama and Environment Minister Ibrahim Mutola Mohamed were killed, as well as Samuel Sampong, Vice Chair of the National Democratic Congress ruling party, Minuri Mohamed, a top national security advisor, and 4 crew members. Minuri Mohamed is expected to be buried today in Muslim tradition. Coming up shortly, Trump and Putin to meet in coming days, Kremlin aide says. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood.